lot of families out there who don't believe boys should play girls sports.
Do you hear that? I think there are a lot of families out there who think boys should not play girls sports. That's a guy stating his opinion. Now, I want to play it again for you, and I want you to watch how another CNN guest on this panel responds to him.
A lot of families out there who don't believe boys should play girls sports.
They're not boys. I'm not going to listen to transphobia at this table.
So that guest, Jay, is essentially scolding this guy. He's telling Shermichael that he's not allowed to say what he said. Now, keep in mind that Shermichael is actually speaking not for himself. He clearly said there are a lot of parents out there who feel that way and see it that way, speaking for them. Okay, so now what happens? This is where this gets interesting. I'm Rick Sanchez, and this is Journalistically Speaking. Watch.
I'm going to sit there
Let's reset for a second. Because, this is a really heated issue, mm-hmm. right? And Shermichael, I know you. I know that you understand that people have different views on this. I think out of respect for Jay, let's try to talk about this in a way that is respectful.
What she is essentially saying is that the matter is settled. But is it? Says who? In other words, she's also telling Shermichael that he's not allowed to use the word boy. This is the news, but there is no room for a respectable debate or even a conversation about this extremely controversial topic? Then what about this? According to Gallup, almost 70% of Americans, 70%, 69 exact, say athletes should only be allowed to play on sports teams that match their birth gender. In other words, the vast majority of Americans agree with Shermichael, who was just scolded by a CNN anchor for talking about that. Now, by the way, is that the job of a journalist, to be the decider of culture and language, especially on an issue like this that remains unsettled? There's something else at play here that's troubling. Look who is shutting down this debate. Is it the conservative guy or this guy, the liberal? The answer seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? It's this guy, Mr. Jay. Even people who empathize or even agree with the trans point of view can easily spot the aggressor here. Look, I am not an anti-woke crusader. In fact, I think looking at these matters from a purely partisan perspective is neither smart nor healthy, and I try not to do that. But I do know this. The average American sees that moment that we just saw together there on CNN, with a guy expressing an opinion that seems at worst curious and reasonable, and he's lambasted for it. You know what that becomes? I'm going to share something with you. That is what I call a TWTW. It's a term I kind of coined in my head recently after the election, because it's what I think when I see or hear something that makes me say to myself, hello self, TWTW. That's why Trump won. TWTW. Same as this.
Latinx.
Here's another case where the media, and to be fair, mostly liberals, again, decided that something was culturally settled language when it wasn't or isn't. In fact, as a Latino or Hispanic American or whatever the hell you want to call me, they both essentially mean the same thing. It's kind of an East Coast, West Coast thing. Anyway. When people ask me, as a Latino, why most Hispanics voted for Mr. Trump, I say it's most of all because they started finding the Democratic Party and its standard bearers in the media, like what we just saw, well, just weird, right? And to them, nothing was weirder than when the Democratic Party and their associates in the media, without even bothering to ask, simply decided they knew better what word Hispanic Americans should use to describe themselves.
I think there is something about that word Latinx, not that it tries to foster this creative and diverse image of who we are. I think a lot of people see that image and they just completely want to reject it.
You know, there's something curious about hearing a TV news anchor say what she just said. You alter how people have viewed themselves and what they call themselves and have called themselves for thousands of years and countless generations, and then you sit there and wonder why they reject it? I mean, could you imagine if Irish Americans, German Americans, Jamaican Americans, whatever, were suddenly told one day, hey, we've decided to call you something else. Not what your parents or great-grandparents or abuelas called themselves. No, 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 no. You're now a Jamaican X or an Irish X or a German X, and that's how we're going to refer to you when we talk about you in the news. I mean, how do you think that would go over? By the way, what do you think the numbers say? Let's look at them again. Because wouldn't you think, by the way, that most news people, before using that word that they're using, would want to know what do the numbers say? All right. They didn't do it, so I will. Here it is. According to Gallup, only 4% of Latinos refer to themselves as Latinx. 4% of the country's Latinos. Of all the people in the United States who refer to themselves as Hispanic or Latino, actually say, oh, I'm Latinx. 97% don't even know what the hell the term means or have ever even heard of it. Like it or not, that is what I call TWTW. I call this J-Speak, journalistically speaking. If you want to hear more, subscribe and tell me what you think. I want to know. I'm Rick Sanchez.